I say that Yankee pigeon plucker will be here in a minute, Kitty. The makers of Bluebonnet Margarine and Tender Leaf Tea presents the Fred Allen Show with Fred Guest, Dennis Day, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pyas as Mrs. Nussbaum, Alan Reed as Falstaff Openshaw, Parker Family as Titus Moody, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And until I sound the claghorn, my name is Kenny Delmont. On June 12th, ladies and gentlemen, the city of Brooklyn celebrates its 300th anniversary. Tonight we bring you a man who isn't a resident of Brooklyn, but he looks 300 years old. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Kenny, I happen to hear you mention Brooklyn's anniversary.
Yes, Fred, next Wednesday, Brooklyn will be 300 years old.
Gosh, how time flies, eh, boy?
Yeah.
Imagine what... I use the word boy loosely in this. Imagine, Kenny, what Brooklyn was like 300 years ago. Why, the tree that grew in Brooklyn was only an acorn then. The Brooklyn Navy Yard was just an admiral with a porthole standing beside a puddle. Them bums were just juvenile delinquents. Why, 300 years ago, Kenny, the Audubon Society in Brooklyn only had one bird.
But what could Brooklyn do with one bird?
Give it to the Giants every time they showed up. Yes, Kenny, Brooklyn is 300 years old, and we should wish the borough a happy Boys Day. And I'm certainly glad... Portland, this is it. Well, Portland, split yourself an overstuffed infinitive. Pull up one half and sit down. Tell me, what is a gog, say soir?
Say soir? Is that French?
Uh-huh.
I took French in school.
You did, really? Can you understand Charles Boyer when he speaks French?
I can't even understand Charles Boyer when he speaks English.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Winning new friends all along the line.
Do you speak French?
Just enough to say hello to Hildegard when I pass the Penguin Room. Tell me, Borman, what's new tonight?
Mama said your program was cut off again last Sunday.
Yes, that's right. You know, if I was a snake the way they've been cutting my end off every week, I would be a worm by now.
Mama says it may be the meat shortage.
Well, what has the meat shortage to do with some vice president cutting off the end of my program?
Mama says he might want a slice of ham.
A slice of ham? Yeah? I hope that laugh's contagious. It's all right, Portland. It's your joke. You brought it in. You might as well laugh at it. Have you any other hot items?
Well, they gave Jimmy Durante a big party this week.
Say, I saw that. They had to go underground with it, as I recall.
He's been in show business 30 years.
30 years. I know. Durante left home as soon as he was strong enough to lift his nose. He left the house with one nostril and went back and got the other when he was 2 years old. And he has been on the stage ever since.
What makes Jimmy's nose so big?
I don't really know. It looks as though somebody left an elbow on his face. Are you leaving Portland?
Yes. Mama's expecting a bundle from heaven.
Your mother, a bundle from heaven?
Yes. Mama ordered some hamburgers.
Oh, and the bundle?
It's from Hamburger Heaven.
Oh, that's... Well, that doesn't do it, Portland. I just put that hamburger in so he'd have a little meat in the strip. It doesn't help. But speaking of hamburgers, the only folks who know their onions today are down in Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this week, a concert conductor told an audience here in New York City that listening to jazz or swing music is healthy for the growing child. And so our question tonight is, what type of music, classical or swing, do you think is better for children?
Shall we go?
As the cow said when it sat in the skimmed milk, I'm on my way. It's swell to get back to Allen's Alley, Portland. I guess the senator's home all right. His mule just looked out the parlor window. Oh, well, let's knock.
Somebody, I say, somebody now.
Yes, I know.
Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn.
Now, look,
what's on your mind, son? I'm busier than two octopuses necking.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, I just got back from a wedding. Old Blewett Dabney's boy was fixing to marry little Ellie Mae Calhoun, a true Southern belle. Ding dong, that is.
Now, wait a minute.
Toasting the bride, I raised my Southern martini.
What? What is a Southern martini?
It's a glass of straight corn with a possum leg in it.
Tell me, Senator, how were the nuptials?
Well, the wedding didn't come off, son. The groom got away.
How could the groom get away?
The bride's pappy was loaded, but his gun wasn't.
Well, tell me, Senator, how does Washington feel about the effect of swing music on children?
I called for a quorum and a committee in the House. I got one for you tonight.
Yeah. I can use one tonight.
I call for a quorum. You should have seen Congressman Fuller brush me off.
You mean?
Fuller brush, that's a joke.
It's no, it's no good. I heard it.
Well, admit it, son, you're just a lardhead. Suet, that is.
Quiet, you old windbag.
Well, I've hushed my fuss, son.
You're sure that your fuss has been hushed?
Yeah.
Now, what? What about this music question?
The South is music-loving country, son. Everybody's humming and strumming.
Humming and strumming. But what about the child's attitude toward music?
Every bitty witty Southern sprout learns the scale at his mammy's knee.
The scale?
Re, mi, fa, so, la.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Senator. Re, mi, fa. The scale starts with do.
Son, the South ain't had no do for 200 years.
So long, Senator. Go on. Well, I wonder how the senator sings shortening bread with no dough.
Oh,
well, let's try this next door.
Howdy, bud.
We can use that little air tonight, Senator. The conditioning is broken down. But tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about the effect of jazz music on children?
Well, I come from a musical family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my great-grandpappy pulled the bell rope at the village chapel for 20 years.
Was he a good musician?
When grandpappy pulled Auld Lang Syne and the wind was right...
Yes?
You could hear the sobbing 10 miles away.
God.
My cousin, Dinky Leach, is a one-man band.
Dinky Leach, a one-man band?
Yeah, Dinky left on a concert tour last week.
Uh-huh.
Took 30 men with him.
A one-man band, and he took 30 men with him?
Yeah.
Lonesome?
Petrillo.
Well, are you, Mr. Moody, tell me, are you musical?
I used to play the jacket off the sweet potato.
Yeah. You used to, huh?
Yeah, my mouth got sprayed. I had to give it up.
Well, I must say that your family has done a lot for music.
My pa was the first jitterbug.
The first jitterbug? What gave him the idea?
Well, pa was playing his tuba in the backyard one Sunday.
His tuba, huh?
Yeah, a tornado come up.
Uh-huh.
The wind went down into the bell of the tuba.
Yeah.
Pa started spinning round.
Uh-huh.
Before we could stop him, pa was corkscrewed 10 feet into the ground.
But how did that make him the first jitterbug?
Well, when we looked down into the hole...
Yes?
Pa said, "Dig me." Come on, bud.
Well, that may be how low-down music got its start. I wonder if anyone is home next door.
No?
Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe the King Cohen Trio.
Tell me, Mrs. N., do you think swing music harms children?
Confidentially, I'm saying, and you could quote me.
Uh-huh.
For kiddies, swing music is bad.
It's bad for kiddies? Why do you say that?
Upstairs is living 16 years old, a boy, Hoagie Pinkus.
Hoagie Pinkus?
He is calling himself a slapjack.
You mean Hoagie wears a zoot suit?
By the ankles is tied the pants.
I see.
The legs is looking like the end of a liverwurst.
Yeah?
And the head Hoagie is wearing, you should excuse the expression, a pork pie hat.
He's a real jitterbug, eh?
All day long on the radio, Hoagie is listening to bands.
Swing bands?
By Mira's Rave with Sammy Kane. Dance Abyssal with Noble Thistle. Swing a Snow with Ron Monroe.
Well, does Hoagie listen to any singers?
Oh, yes. On record, he is playing Terry Bromo, Andy Yossel, and Xavier Kugel.
Xavier Kugel. Well, look, Mrs. Nussbaum, haven't you personally ever tried listening to swing music?
Only once. On the radio, I'm tuning in Frankie Sinatra.
Well, didn't Frankie send you?
Frankie is sending me.
Yes?
But I'm too old to go.
That brings us to the little tin shandy at the end of the alley. Well, let's try here.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Falstaff's here to save the show.
And just in time, Bard Openshaw. You have new poems?
Oh, indubitably. Have you heard, perchance, I knew those two girls weren't Quakers when they gave me the eye and Wanamaker's?
No.
Or, the baggage man said I must be drunk when the elephant came in to check his trunk.
No.
How about this? They called the electrician. He worked all night, but he couldn't fix mother. He was out like a light.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, Seth, I know you have a musical poem tonight. What is it called?
I Hate All Music Entre Nous.
I Hate All Music Entre Nous. How does it go?
I hate all music entre nous. Symphony, boogie, woogie, too. For all I know, Bach is a beer. Schubert owns theaters, gimps appear. Madame Butterfly could have flown, Irving Berlin is an occupied zone. The bells of St. Mary's I've never heard ring, the lost chord to me is a piece of string. Debussy could be a greyhound. Sullivan a Gilbert. Metiner a sour cream. The Nutcracker Suite of Filbert. I should like music entre nous. My life is a paradox rare. As a baby, I wore a triangle. But today, I am a square.
Now, Falstaff starts on applause. We turn to greet the five DeMarcos sisters, accompanied by maestro Al Goodman and his I Have Musicians by the Dozens, but they're mostly all cousins Philharmonic. The DeMarcos sing Snap Your Fingers.
To blow his topic.
One topic that never loses its fascination is good food and how to enjoy it. Want to make your food dollars go further? Then take my tip about this fine new spread that tastes delicious, provides real nutrition. It's Bluebonnet margarine, and it brings you flavor, nutrition, economy. All three. Flavor, delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. Company dinner or simple home meal. Here's a spread everyone will enjoy. Bluebonnet brings you nutrition, too. Proved nutrition. It's rich in food energy, rich in vitamin A. Economy, yes. You save real money with Bluebonnet. It's easy on your budget, and you can rely on Bluebonnet quality, for it's a product of the makers of Fleischmann's yeast. Right now, the supply of Bluebonnet margarine is limited because of the acute shortage of table spreads. But we want you to know how good Bluebonnet is so you can get it every chance you have. And when shortages are over, you'll insist on Bluebonnet margarine every time. Remember the letters FME for flavor, nutrition, economy. Bluebonnet margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
That was a capsule version of June is Bustin' Out All Over, played by maestro Al Goodman, and 25 Reasons Why Spitalny Has an All-Girl Orchestra. Say, Portland.
Yes?
Would you please get me an aspirin and some glue?
Aspirin and glue?
I have a splitting headache. Last night I went down to the Bowery.
The Bowery?
Well, I've been hearing a lot about a nightclub down there on the Bowery, Sammy's Bowery Follies. It's the new society rendezvous. I had more fun last night than a barrel of Lou Lair's friends.
What happened?
Well, last night after I'd seen Orson Welles' new show, Around the World, I came out with a little time on my hands. I started for the Bowery. When I got out of the subway, I saw Sammy's Bowery Follies was just across the street. Well, I walked over and opened the door. This place looks like the stork club with no legs. Say, hostess.
What's eating it, chum?
Could you get me a table?
Yeah, but wipe your shoes off. We just put down some clean sawdust.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's your table.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, this little cuspidor is for ladies.
Uh-huh.
The big gaboon is for gentlemen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll get your waiter. Hey, you.
Yes, please?
Waiter, I say, waiter, why, this is Dennis Day. Dennis, what are you doing here?
Please, Mr. Allen, I'm not allowed to mingle with the customers.
But Dennis...
Have something to drink, Mr. Allen, please.
Drink?
If you're not under the table by midnight, I'll lose my job.
Dennis, how did
Take a Bowery champagne fizz.
A Bowery champagne fizz?
It's a glass of stale beer with an Alka-Seltzer in it.
No, thanks.
How about some food, Mr. Allen?
What's on the menu?
Pig's knuckles, but don't eat them.
Well, why not?
The knuckles are swollen. I think the pig had arthritis.
Now, quit stalling, Dennis Day. What are you doing down here on the Bowery?
I'm working.
When Jack Benny's show went off the air, why didn't you go back to California with him?
Mr. Benny didn't ask me.
You mean that Benny, that super swine, just disappeared? Left you stranded?
Well, Mr. Benny said New York in summer was just like California. Why spend money to go back?
Benny told you that New York was like California?
I spent a week in the Bronx looking for palm trees.
God.
I didn't even pick up a date.
Oh, you poor kid.
You know, Mr. Benny said if I get homesick for an orange...
Yes?
There was one in New Jersey.
Orange, New Jersey. Well, that Benny came out of tangerine. But that Benny is... That Benny is tighter than Sidney Greenstreet in a canoe.
He promised to send for me.
But why should he leave you on the Bowery, Dennis, with no friends?
Well, Mr. Benny said I'd find friends here. The other waiters. There's one. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Dennis.
Well, fellas, they've been here a long time.
Dennis, who are those waiters?
Frank Parker and Kenny Baker.
Frank Parker and Kenny Baker here on the Bowery?
Mr. Benny once promised to send for them, too. They're beginning to lose hope.
Well, no wonder. No wonder.
Hello, stranger.
Schlepperman, too.
He's been here since 1936.
Yeah, this place is Benny's answer to Siberia.
Wait a minute. Later, Mr. Allen, you can say hello to Phil Harris.
Phil Harris works in this saloon, too?
Oh, no, he keeps it going.
But, Dennis, how do you live?
Oh, I'm a singing waiter. They pay me in food.
Oh, you eat in here?
Oh, no, I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, Mr. Benny said it's not healthy to eat during the summer.
Mr. Benny?
Sure, he told me to send the food to California. He'd save it for me till winter.
Dennis, how can you be so gullible?
Mr. Benny said it's unpatriotic to eat.
Unpatriotic?
He said if he caught me eating, he'd report me to UNRWA.
Well, it's all right to cut down, Dennis, but you just can't stop eating altogether.
I know. This morning I weighed myself.
Yes?
My weight card came out with a black border on it.
Dennis, you can't go on this way, living on the Bowery, starving yourself.
That's my cue, Mr. Allen. I've got to go.
Well, Dennis.
Boy, the singing waiter, that golden burst tenor, Dennis Day, give the kid a
hand. I miss in the morning when old Bob White gives his call, Caroline, Caroline. I'll miss you at the sunset when evening shadows fall, Caroline, Caroline. I'll miss you when the moonbeams are on the riverside. Oh, can't you hear me calling?
Dennis, get your hat and coat. You're coming with me.
Please, Mr. Allen, lead me to my fate. This is where I belong, with the Flotsam and Jetsam.
Dennis, your place is in radio.
Radio? That's for people with talent. I'm a nothing.
A nothing, he says.
Radio is for great artists, like the Mad Russian.
The Mad Russian?
How do you do?
Russian!
Jumper, you are looking at a man who has just written a book.
Russian, how can you write a book? You don't even know the alphabet.
I don't know the alphabet. Jennifer, please.
All right. What is the alphabet?
Silly boy.
Stop stalling, Russian. Recite the alphabet.
All right. A, B, C.
Go on.
There's more.
Dennis, that was great. I'll get you with some big radio comedian. Why, I'll introduce you to Bob Hope.
But Bob Hope's got a big star in his program.
A big star?
Sure, you know, the phone rings.
Yes?
Hello, Hope. This is Kelowna, Hope.
Professor Kelowna, where are you?
I'm down at Duffy's Tavern, Hope. Hey, bartender, give me a shot.
Hold it, Professor.
What's the matter? You crazy or something?
Dennis, you're terrific. You know, I could use you on my program.
But, Mr. Allen, where would I fit in Allen's Alley?
Where? Why, I could knock on a door.
Howdy, bub.
Mr. Moody, you look a bit akimbo tonight.
I just got up.
You mean you've been in bed all day?
Nope, I fell down. I just got up.
Well, come on, bub. Dennis, that was swell. I can make you a star.
Well, how can I be a star? I haven't had that vaudeville training that you and Mr. Benny had.
Benny killed vaudeville, and he kept doing his act until rigor mortis set in. With the scraping Benny did on that fiddle, he could have taken the gum off of every theater seat in the country.
Well, I could never be as good as those great stars like Victor Moore, Jim and Marion Harkin, W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields.
Ah, yes, life is strange. 40 years ago, I happened to stumble on a case of bourbon, and I've been stumbling ever since. Ah, but listen to me, my little chickadee. I'm a teetotaler now. I never indulge in strong liquor or intoxicants. I only drink buttermilk, just buttermilk, 90 proof.
Dennis, I'm taking you out of here. I'll get you a radio show of your own.
Gosh.
Thanks, Judy. We picked up the dough that was thrown to you during your song. It's in this hat.
Thank you. Well, let's go, Mr. Allen.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Say, there must be $40 or $50 in this hat.
Yeah. Let's go, Mr. Allen.
Dennis, you mean that you get $40 or $50 thrown at you every time you sing a song?
Yeah. Let's go, Mr.
Who's
Allen.
Who's going?
Hey, time for your next song, Shorty.
You mean our next song, miss.
Our song?
From now on, Dennis, lad, you and I are working together. And you'd better use my hat for the money, miss. It's size 9.5. Announcer.
And now, folks, Ben Bowery singing Favorite Diane Allen.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly, don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, by and by.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, and now a hot weather suggestion.
But days are getting longer and hotter, you'll notice. That means it's iced tea time. Time to enjoy iced Tenderleaf tea in a tall, frosty, tinkling glass. Yes, Tenderleaf tea is the tea that ice made famous. Famous for the flavor that lasts and lasts in spite of the melting ice. Using this richer blend for iced tea has taught America how much better it is. The triumph of Tenderleaf tea flavor over the ice has won it nationwide fame. With summer meals and between meals, when the heat is getting you down, have a glass of cooling, refreshing, quick comfort. A glass of iced Tenderleaf tea. Keep plenty on hand so you never run out. Get the half-pound package, the iced tea size of this famous for flavor blend. You'll be using the tallest glasses in the house. You'll be drinking more of it because it's so delicious. So ask for Tenderleaf brand tea, half-pound size.
And now, before we stack up the Tenderleaf tea and put the bluebonnet margarine back in the icebox for the evening, I want to thank Dennis Day for joining us tonight. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday night, the Fred Allen Show brings you comedy. Drama.
Please, you can't take my diamond.
I'm sorry, lady. Heart is trumps.
And our guest will be...
Rochester, star of the Phil Harris program.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Thank you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.